Don't make them so hard.
I tell you, it really does take a lot to build America. You think about, for example, what it takes to keep the food going at fast food restaurants, like McDonald's, for example, like Burger King. And I know that we could be so tempted to look at that and say, well, look, all they're doing is flipping burgers. All they're doing is frying fries. All they're doing is pouring milkshakes. Well, that is what they're doing. And but there is a level of skill that is needed to do that right, to do it well. There's a level of intelligence that's needed to do that right. But let me tell you something. There are a lot of people who are buying that food and those beverages from those fast food restaurants. And here's the thing. There are quite a few people who are becoming millionaires, or if they were already millionaires when they bought into the franchise, they're even wealthier than they were when they started. I'm not saying that there's a problem with the wealth. That's not my point. Some of you who have heard me talk about this before know what my position on that is. There's nothing wrong with wealth in and of itself. I personally don't have a problem with people being wealthy. I do want people to gain their wealth in ethical manners and ethical ways, which includes taking good care of the people who help them become wealthy. And so while we look at an operation like McDonald's and we think hamburgers and fries, Cokes and pies, that is what they have there, among other things, salads, etc. But let me tell you, there is enough money being exchanged for that food that that's a multi-billion dollar company. That's a billion dollar company with quite a few individuals made wealthy or wealthier through those hamburger operations. And the people who are on the front lines, flipping the burgers, frying the fries, etc., only want an income that keeps up with the cost of living. People should not be working for slave wages or close to it. Isn't it interesting? And of course, I know slave wages essentially were $0. There's food and an indecent place to live. And the worst of the food, as far as the slave owners were concerned, and minimum wage is definitely more than zero, no question about that. But minimum wage is still not adequate. And we need to, again, be asking ourselves the question, is our Creator, who is watching all of this, pleased with this whole notion of keeping wages below the cost of living year after year after year after year? And it's not because we don't know how to do things better. It's not because we have no idea of how to do things differently. Oh, people know how. They just choose not to. Get rid of the health care coverage. You know, we have been told for quite some time, and this is one of the points that President Obama made clear to us when he was explaining one of the many reasons that he wanted to give America the gift of the Affordable Care Act, which the Republicans decided to help people hate by calling it Obamacare, because they knew that there were a lot of people who resented the fact that America had a black Democrat in the White House. And so they knew that one of the things, because marketing has proven to this to them over and over, over the decades. If you can put a name, if you can attach a name to some issue that you don't want people to like. And you can come up with a name that you know embodies someone who people hate, even if their hatred is totally unjustified, unwarranted. If you can give it a name, give that which you don't want a name that people hate, they know that from a psychological perspective, from a marketing perspective, you can get people to join with them in fighting against whatever it is they don't want. And since they did not want, number one, Americans, all Americans, to have health care coverage, and number two, they certainly didn't want such a tremendous gift that would benefit this nation for decades to come. As a nation, as far as how it would improve our economics, state by state, the nation as a whole, as well as individuals and families who would be helped. They certainly did not want a black Democratic president to be given the history, the credit for having done that. They did not want that to be part of America's history, that a black president did such a great thing for this nation. So they fought it, they fought it, they fought it. They're still fighting it. What a great way to show their concern for America, for Americans, for all Americans. Because here's the thing. As they get rid of the Affordable Care Act, bit by bit, they're getting rid of something that is helping all ethnicities, not just one ethnicity, not just one race, all races. They're also getting rid of something that is helping that has been helping, benefiting more than one social class. The poor are not the only ones who are benefiting from this. Many people from amongst the middle class were complaining for years about having no way to provide medical care, health coverage for their elderly parents, their sick parents, their sick grandparents. The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, also known as health care coverage for America, took care of that problem. But so many people had their hearts fixed on taking America in the opposite direction, that we have the Republicans saying, okay, we have the White House, we have the Senate, and we have the House. We're going to undo this. 923 billion dollars in cuts to income security programs such as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. We call it SNAP for short. It used to be called the Food Stamp Program. Isn't it interesting that the leaders of our nation are zealous, not all the leaders, some of the leaders of our nation are zealous about cutting almost to the tune of $1 trillion programs that help people eat. Supplemental security income for low-income, aged, blind, or disabled individuals. Low-income, aged, blind, disabled individuals. Supplemental security income, also known, of course, as SSI. They want to make huge cuts to that program so that the people who need that kind of assistance receive much less of it, if they receive any more at all. Federal civil service pensions. Federal civil service pensions will also be hit as the House Republicans push forward cuts to that program. Federal civil service pensions on the block to receive chops, cuts.